Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bills color analyst Eric Wood joining us live, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And Steve Foley Law, settle for more with Steve Foley Law. Eric, listening to the radio broadcast yesterday, it sounded like a home game for the Bills at times. I mean, the coach talked about it too. What was the fan support like at Hard Rock Stadium?
It was incredible. And the Bills fans have showed up virtually everywhere they've been on the road this year. And ultimately, that may be a bad thing when they finally go to a really hostile environment. But I would imagine the Thanksgiving Day down in Dallas, I know the last time the Bills played down in Dallas, I was on the team and the Bills fans showed up there too. So just an incredible job by the Bills fans all year, showing up on every road game and making their presence felt. But yes, from the very start of the game yesterday, the Dolphins started backed up near the end zone, that all the Bills fans were congregated. And I thought that the Dolphins may have to use a silent cadence that you'll often use on the road. But Fitz was able to talk loud enough, and they didn't. But really, really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, a lot of red, white, and blue in the stands. And for everyone who either made the trip or was just seeing their hometown team come to visit them in their new place, they got a pretty nice treat there. 37 points put up by the Bills, their biggest output of the season. Pretty nice to see, and what a lot of fans wanted to see heading into a game against Miami.
Yeah, definitely. And the Bills fans have been wanting that dominant performance all year, and they finally got it yesterday. They were really in control of the game the entire game. They settled for field goals in their first two possessions, but then score on their third, get into the end zone to put them up 13-0. And from there, it just never felt like that close of a game, even with the kick return. And at one point, the Dolphins brought it back to 13-7. But just never really felt close. The Bills' defense dominated a majority of that football game, and the offense was able to move the ball up and down the field.
And Singletary's first run of the game kind of set the tone, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they gained 20-something yards, and that's one of the worst rush defenses in the league, and that's what you're supposed to do. They went out and handled business yesterday, and it's not like they were playing down to competition. Everybody in this league's good, you know. Even the lowly Dolphins, you know, they go to Indianapolis, beat them last week, and then Indianapolis beats the Jaguars pretty good yesterday. It's a week-to-week league, and I think I said that on the show a few times this year, but every win in the NFL is good. But when you get a dominant performance like yesterday, you could really pull some confidence from it moving forward.
Yeah. Does a confidence boost like that really work? I mean, in your experience, taking a game like this and then moving on to Denver next week, they have a pretty tough defense. Will that confidence boost help the Bills next week, do you think?
I hope so. And it could happen. You know, you see teams get on a roll all the time. You know, often the team to win it all, to win the championship, is the team that's getting the hottest down the stretch. And being hot is playing with confidence and seeing success and then repeating it.
Josh Allen, no interceptions again with this game, and he had some longer balls. It's not the long ball, though, that everybody's still waiting for, right?
Susan, you're just waiting on that long ball. You want one of those deep bombs, but no, he made some incredible throws yesterday. My favorite one being the one down the sideline to John Brown versus cover two. Going back and looking at the tape, it looks like he checked to that play, too. So he saw a defense that he wanted to take advantage of, and he put the ball right on the money, and that is serious development for your second-year quarterback. He's 21 games into his career. He's recognizing cover two. They're running no huddle, and he's able to check the play at the line of scrimmage and throw an excellent pass to John Brown for a touchdown.
It seems like yesterday he kind of found that perfect balance between you know, not throwing the interception, not making the play that we've seen him make over his career here where he might have made the wrong decision, but also being a little bit more aggressive. And there is like a fine line there, right, where you have to be aggressive enough to showcase your strengths but not making that stupid throw.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the balance that all quarterbacks strive for, and it's tough to find because without making some risky throws, you're never going to have enough production on offense to put up points consistently. But if you're turning the ball over, especially when you have a defense as good as the Bills is, you're really putting your team in a bad position. Yesterday was likely his best game as a pro in managing risky throws, throwing balls away when he needed to, taking off and running when he needed to, but not too often. I think he only had maybe four rushes on the game, one of which was a design run for 36 yards. So great job by him yesterday.
Eric, Brian Daboll was upstairs this week, and the quarterback's coach was on the field. What does a move like that allow for?
Yeah, it may help Brian see the field a little bit better. They were running no huddle yesterday, so a lot of times Brian can communicate with Josh for a longer period of time, being able to see the defense, because as the offense lines up, the defense has to line up, or else you get to snap the ball fast and catch them off guard. So when the defense lines up, Brian Daboll still has till 20 seconds on the play clock to communicate with Josh Allen in his headset. Well, when you're up in the booth, you can really tell where those safeties are at on the field, maybe predict coverages for Josh, maybe help him get into the correct play, and that could be part of the reason we saw more success on offense for the Bills yesterday. But from a communication standpoint, you know, with the technology nowadays, you know, it truly doesn't matter if Brian's on the sideline or in the booth. He's going to be able to communicate with Josh on the sidelines fairly easily with headsets and phones and whatever else.
You got 5 weeks coming up where nobody's going to be able to say that the Bills have a cupcake schedule. This is right in the thick of things now.
It is. And, you know, Denver coming in, they're 3-7, but they started the season 0-4. They're 3-3 in their last six games. And yesterday they played at Minnesota, who's an excellent football team, and had a big lead on them before blowing it in the fourth quarter. So, they are going to have a tougher schedule coming up. It starts this week against the Broncos. And this is a game I feel like the Bills need. You know, you need to take care of business at home in this league. And when you have a 3-7 team coming in, regardless of how well they're playing now and if Brandon Allen is starting to play better at quarterback for them after really just having his first start in the past month. But you need to get this game at home.
Eric, have a great week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's the Bills' Eric Wood.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.